so-called punishment beatings. Horrible phrase, isn't it? Punish for what? These vigilante attacks that happen in Northern Ireland that some of us are indifferent to because we hear about them so often now that we don't realise what they actually are. When these thugs come into someone's home and they act as judge and jury and executioner and they shoot people in the legs. Bullets going into flesh and bone and the long-term mental, psychological scars that are left behind in a home. We have the opportunity this morning to hear this raw, really raw, the after effects of this, because 26-year-old Michael McMahon was shot in both legs on Sunday. So you're hearing the effect of this on a human being just days after it happens. He's just got out of hospital and he has spoken to the Nolan Show. We got this story, by the way, with the help of the North Belfast News. They have a front page on this and great journalism by them. I asked Michael, now that he's home, how he is feeling.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Can you start at the beginning for me, Michael? You were walking down the street, and what happened? You saw these two guys, did you?
Yeah.
So tell me just what you remember about that.
I seen the three guys walking up the street, and I passed them as I was walking down. They said, "All right, come," and I said, "All right, back." I should be played. You know what I mean? I'm a play person, like. And next minute, they shouted out, of state, "Hey, boy, come here, you." And I said, "I don't mean no even." I said, "What do you want?" And they said, "Well, we need to speak to you in the house." I goes, "No, speak to me here. What do you want?" I say, "Hand on, no, I'm so what do you want?" And they said, "No, we need to speak to you in the house." So I said, "Hey, that's all right, come on in." And they tell me to sit on the sofa, and they tell me to sit on the stair there. But then the friend, my father, you see.
Just go slowly for me so that I can get this into my head. So you went into the house, you went into your house with these two men then. You had no choice but to do that.
Yeah.
And you went into the living room with them, did you?
I went into the living room, they stood at the hall and told me to sit down on the chair. So I sat on the chair then, and next one that heard me to sit on the stairs and frighten my father, you see, not to come near the stairs.
What did they say to your father?
I don't know, they say they frighten him or something, they'll do something, shoot him or hit him or something. And I just tell him to go on and I'll sort it out, I see what it was. I say, "All right, what's this here about?" I didn't do nothing. Because I don't do nothing, I don't have a batch of soaps in the house.
Now, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. You don't go out?
I don't go out of the house. I don't leave the house whatsoever. I must sit in and watch my soaps.
Why do you not leave the house?
Because of paranoia, schizophrenia, you see.
Say again?
Paranoia. Paranoia, just don't like going out. Unless I'm out driving about with my mates in the car or something, or I'm sitting in the house watching the soaps. But other than that, I don't go out, don't get bothered, don't do nothing. Yeah, I get targeted for that. I think it's a misunderstanding, if you know what I mean, Stephen.
So let me just walk through this. So we've got to the stage now where these two men were threatening your father, and you were told to come out and sit on the stairs.
Yeah, and then the two men walked back.
So had these men, were they disguised or were they covering their faces?
No, well, these two weren't at the start. And they said, "Tommy, to sit on the stairs." Then next one, 2 minutes later, someone else walked in. They said, "Turn around." But I turned around.
And when this guy, hold on, when this guy walked in, had he, you know, a balaclava on or anything? Or
he had his hood up. I think he was a bunch of hoods. I'm not sure. But he had his hood up with a scarf around his face.
And he told you to turn away?
He told me to turn away against the stairs. But I turned back and I seen him with a gun. And he just went bang, bang, bang. And the gun jammed on him. And he run, but as that happened, I jumped on the floor and shouted for my dad's help.
Where had he shot you?
He had shot me on the two legs. He's broken my right one by shooting it, and they put a bullet in my left one. They shot in my left one.
What is it
It's a disgrace.
When you're sitting there and you're shot like that at such proximity,
yeah.
What's the pain like? Is adrenaline and fright running so much that you do or don't feel that acute pain?
Oh, you feel the pain, all right. It's just diving under the shark and it's very, very sore. It's burning pain and sensation, really, really, really sore. Like, sore as it's really, really sore.
And you're lying on the ground then, having been shot three times?
Yep. They left me lying there, so I had a dive on the floor to get my dad to help me, the phone ambulance, and wrap towels around my legs. It's just a disgrace the way you have to live in this area where people like that there can get away with it. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be allowed because there's bigger scumbags out there than me. I don't even leave a house. I sit and watch the soaps and there's bigger scumbags out there not even getting shot. You know what I mean?
You say your language, you say there's bigger scumbags than you.
I'm more likely.
That's what you're saying.
Yep.
Have you got into any trouble in the past?
Nope.
Have you ever been arrested?
I've been arrested, obviously.
Have you ever been successfully prosecuted?
What do you mean?
Well, have you ever had charges held against you? Has the court ever prosecuted you successfully?
I went to jail for assaulting police officers.
How long ago was that, Michael?
That was a couple of months back.
So, if you don't go out, how did you assault the police?
No, that was a couple of months back when I was out and about in Derry and all of them, you know, at the stage, you see.
Right, okay. And why did you assault the police?
I was a drunk, just being stupid, a stupid little boy, just being an idiot, being absolutely a plonker.
Look, no matter what you have or haven't done, no matter what anybody does or doesn't do, there is absolutely, categorically, no excuse for this vigilantism. It's just insane.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting what they can do. They can walk around and do it. It's just disgusting. They just need to talk off the streets. It's just disgusting.
You know what the obvious question from me is. Why do you think they chose you?
I don't know, Steve. That's one thing. I think it's a mistake of identity or something.
Did they say anything to you when they were shooting you?
They didn't say nothing. They just said, you'll be all right. Now I'm not to the next minute. That big guy came in, bang, 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 three times, and the gun jumped on him. I seen it all. I'm sitting waking up. I haven't slept. I'm waking up because I'm seeing the gun and all. I'm seeing the flashes and everything.
So you're getting flashbacks now?
Yeah.
And what do you see in those?
I'm seeing everything.
And can you tell me what that is?
It's them turning around and seeing the gun flashing, shooting at me, and the big bang. And him standing there with a big one, his face covered in bang, shoot me. I just need to get out of this area. No, man, I just don't think it's suitable for me anymore. I'm just a scared to even live now in my own house. It's just, I know, it's terrifying. I'm literally scared down under my bones. Like.
What do you mean?
I'm scared. I don't want to live in this house anymore. Just paranoid to even click in even more. I just don't want to be here no more in this street, in this area. I just don't want to be in this area or in this street. I'm just terrified of looking over my shoulder for flip's sake. I know.
And obviously, these vile acts that they do, these so-called punishment beatings, that's a wrong term in itself.
Yeah.
They don't just leave physical pain. As we can hear from you this morning, they leave mental scars.
Yeah, but
they mess up your head.
Yep. They rack your head. I don't know what they've done to me, but I'm just terrified. I don't even want to. Sometimes I don't even want to live after seeing this all and just depressed and all that crap and seeing all the stuff shooting and all that. Now, I mean, the scare from people even mentioning guns.
What do you mean?
Even people joking. And I just don't like it. Just put my head away. It's just shocking. What's happened? Everyone around the area, everyone around the district is absolutely shocked. Like, why him? He doesn't leave a house. He watches his soaps. He doesn't go out. He doesn't do nothing. You know what I mean? Why did he get shot? You know what I mean?
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I can't do nothing, Sam. Besides trying to get help and trying to get myself out of this house and trying to get better. The only thing I can do, mate, be honest with you.
Do you work?
Well, I was working, but now I can't. Because I'm shot.
What did you do for a living?
No, I only started a wee job around a bar, doing bar glasses with my wee friend, but after this here, I can't do nothing now.
I believe when you were in the hospital, you were even frightened in there.
Yep.
Can you tell me what that was all about?
It's terrified of coming by. I don't know. It's just I'm terrified. I'm paranoid. It's just, I don't know. It's all going through my head at the one time. You know what I mean? I just don't want to be around in this area or around anywhere near this here place where I'm living. I just want out of it, completely out of it. It's just, it's Belfast. It's just can be the dogs. So I was just rambling apart, like.
Did they ask you to leave the area?
No.
Did they say anything to you after you'd been shot?
No, just came in, shot me and walked on out the door and run. Just that's what happened, yeah.
Do you remember the faces of these people?
Well, I've seen these two, but I won't remember them. But I can't remember the one who shot me because he had these eyebrows, he had these face covers.
But can you remember the other two?
Yep. It's just a joke thing, you know what I mean, with people in these days.
What would you say to them?
Oh, I'd say to them, why did you shoot me? Give me a reason. You know what I mean? I didn't do nothing wrong. I shot my from TV in my house with my dad. I don't leave the house. I don't do nothing. I want to know why I was shot. It's absolutely a flipping disgrace of human identity. They've missed, obviously misplaced my name or someone else's name. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just a joke. It's just a nightmare. I'm laying on the sofa, can't move. Can't even cut the pee in the bottle and all because I can't even move. You know what I mean?
Because both your legs now, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't stand up.
No. Just absolutely a disgrace.
I often wonder in cases like this, are you offered psychological help after it happens? So have you been offered any counselling?
I think there's going to be people coming out that they offer me it, you see, because I'm only at the hospital yesterday. So I think there's going to be people coming out offering me it. So if I do, I'm taking everything I can because I need it.
What's your outlook for life? Like, what do you want to do with your life, Michael?
What I want to do with my life, Dave, I want to grow up, have a job, have kids, have a happy life. But scumbags like that running about the street, I don't think anybody will be able to have a happy life.
And I don't know what type of person you are or not. I don't know what you do or don't do, Michael.
Yeah.
But you know that some people listening to this today, when they hear of someone being shot, they think to themselves, well, there must be a reason, and...
Well, see the people who's listening to it and saying there must be a reason. Tell them people, I want to know what the reason is as well, because I don't do nothing. You know what I mean? I don't do nothing at all. So, I don't want them people to think back and go, all right, them scumbags, you probably misunderstand that we lad. He doesn't do nothing. Does it never do? Anyone around my area can tell you. Know what I mean, Stephen? But the whole bother is, it's just, they're getting away with it. You know what I mean?
Are you moving out of your house?
Hopefully I am. Hopefully I can. Hopefully I can get something. But sure, it's the help I need to get. You know what I mean?
And this happening in front of your dad. My goodness.
Yeah. It's terrified him as well. You know what I mean? It's just a joke. I think I heard my father up there, Stephen, if you want me to give him a wee shout. You need to talk to him.
I think we're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what did these people say they were from any particular group?
Nope, didn't tell us nothing. And no one's even claimed the gyp. So personally speaking, I don't know, there's just a bunch of scumbag hooligans, you know what I mean, which I don't do nothing wrong, and they're just out to get people. So, I don't know. And sometimes I don't even want to live now because of it, even though I don't do nothing. You know what I mean?
Well, with you saying that out loud, you need to get help, okay?
Yeah.
You need to get help. You need to, the counsellor you get, you need to discuss that with them, and you need to get help.
Oh, well, hopefully I can do something, Stephen, because my head literally petrified. I'm just all over the place, if you know what I mean.
Have the police spoken to you?
Yeah, maybe they took my clothes for forensics or something. Sure. I'm sure, what can I do? They're even the scared of those people for flip's sake. You know what I mean?
Michael, thank you for talking to me today.
Stephen, not a problem, anytime you want to be phone call, just phone me and I'll let you know anything.
Thank you very much.
All right, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
All right, mate, bye-bye. Bye.